Pearl 6 DG, Aslan Camera Wax, going to do the Sweet 16. Skip is out of town this week, but we're going to do it in his stead. And brought to you, by, as always, for the past 24 years by Weber Chevrolet. Today, the Sweet 16 is our actors who basically stole the movie, who were not supposed to steal the movie. Doesn't have to be a bit part, doesn't have to be a walk-on part or a cameo. They can be a supporting actor, but they were not intended to be the star and became the star. So, Andrew, let's start with you.
I'm going to start with, and Kevin got kind of mad at me for this one earlier. I'm going to start with Urkel.
Oh!
Steve Urkel, or Stefan Urkel, depending on which character exactly. Because they are two distinct characters. Jaleel White, I believe, is the actor's name. I don't think he was meant to be the star of Family Matters.
And,
I believe
Kev, why were you mad?
Winslows.
Because it was basically the Urkel show.
It became the Urkel show once he stole it.
That's Rachel, you want to break the tie here? Do you have an
opinion? Rachel, you know Family Matters.
Yeah, I think Andrew's right.
I mean, to be fair, I never watched an episode. So
he was
a goofball, annoying character, but he did end up becoming, it became the show about Urkel when he was the star.
Okay, Kev?
We're naming the actor, not the character, right?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, because there's a guy, I mean, so it's the character, but it's also this actor. So the actor's Ian McShane. He played Al Swearengen in Deadwood. Mm-hmm. He's played in everything. That guy is arguably the most commanding presence on screen anytime he's on screen. And he's not even a big star, but he should be.
Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal.
John Wick.
Yep. John Wick. Yes, exactly. Yeah. But you know, when he's on the screen, you're looking at him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got that quality.
Yeah. Rich.
I'm going to go with... I kind of didn't realize it was like, oh, they took over the whole movie. I guess I didn't fully understand.
Didn't have to be.
Well, I'll start with Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that's perfect.
She's definitely a Steen.
Yeah, that's Steen who Taylor. You think of when you think of that. When you think of that movie,
that's perfect.
Yep.
It could be either for Casino or Goodfellas, but Joe Pesci.
Yes.
Oh man.
How many of the movies he's in is he like the main guy? Like My Cousin Vinny?
That's about it.
But he's always one of the most compelling people, though. He's always like the guy you want to watch. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he pretty much, it's hard to think of a movie that he was in that he didn't steal.
Yeah.
Back to Andrew.
What do we think about Arthur Fonzarelli?
Yeah, that's a good one because it got to the point where Ron Howard was angry.
Yeah, because he was just supposed to be a side character. He was not supposed to be like the face of Happy Days.
No, that's a good one.
All right, the Fonz.
So we're going characters or actors, or we're picking a character from an actor.
I have all characters.
Okay.
But like I just said with Joe Pesci, it could be anybody he's in.
Yep.
Yeah, generally it applies to all.
Mine was the same with Ian McShane. Yeah. It really doesn't matter. And mine's the same for this one. I could pick literally anything he's ever been in, like Man on Fire or whatever, but Christopher Walken is the ultimate Steen stealer. Mm. Literally every show, every movie.
Of all of the great people and great Steen stealers in Pulp Fiction, the uncomfortable watch in the guy's butt, I mean, he's the best.
By the way, there are movies, entire movies, that are all about that.
Yeah.
Like Steen stealers. Like Pulp Fiction is loaded with those. Yeah. I would also argue that, like, the show Deadwood was loaded with those as well. Yeah.
Rich.
I'm going to go Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park.
Good one.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, yeah.
Ian Malcolm was awesome and annoying.
I'm going to go Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men.
Sure.
All right.
Magnetic.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take your eyes off.
I just watched that, like, last weekend.
Terrifying.
That dude.
It's the best.
So you're talking about, what's the actor's name? Javier Bardem.
Yes.
He is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
He is one of my favorite people in every movie that he's in. He is phenomenal.
Back to Andrew.
Okay, so if I say Bob from Twin Peaks, does everybody know what I'm referring to?
No.
Is that Kyle MacLachlan?
No, that is a guy named Frank Silva who was a set decorator. But he accidentally appeared in a Steen and was so creepy that David Lynch decided to make him.
Is he the log guy?
No. But he's the main villain of the show, and David Lynch decided to make him the main villain just because he was so creepy. I'll say somebody else. How about Bob Barker in Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, good one.
Oh, man. Oh, is it on me?
Yep.
Oh, Grogu. Baby Yoda.
Baby Gorgo.
The biggest Steen stealer in the last 2 years in television.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. Was that what Carl Middleman said?
Yeah.
Well, he called him.
He said, "I'm Baby Grogu," and then he came in and repeated. He said, "I don't know." He said he's Gorky Baby or something, and it's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And I thought I was going to die, and I barely made it out alive. I was laughing so hard.
I'm going to say Bill Murray in Zombieland.
He's the scene stealer in Caddyshack. He's not a main character.
He could be a zombie, though. Lee Ermey, the drill instructor from Full Metal
Jacket. Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
He stole a few scenes.
Yeah.
Or a few movies.
He's basically the same guy.
Toy Story.
But yeah, he's you talk about a guy that has that presence.
Mm-hmm.
Scare the crap
out of
you.
Not an actor.
No.
All right, back to Andrew.
How about the smoking man from X-Files, William Davis? Again, a guy that was just supposed to be in the background of a few scenes looking creepy and ominous, and he ended up being such a focus and stole the scene so hard that they ended up making him the main antagonist of the entire series.
Fine. Wheels.
One of my favorites. And I'll go with this with the scenes that he's in, the movie True Romance, but Gary Oldman.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Oldman is everything and has been everyone. And sometimes he's the star, so he's not a scene stealer in like Churchill or whatever.
Yeah.
But in everything he's in, he's the guy on screen you're paying attention to.
Rach?
I really loved Philip Seymour Hoffman. I mean, I love him in everything, but in Almost Famous, he's basically just talking on the phone, but he's such a huge part of the movie.
Talented Mr. Ripley, same thing.
Oh, he stole Boogie Nights too.
Magnolia.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a good one.
Yeah, I'm just going to write down his name.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Star Wars guy, but I don't know that Han Solo was meant to be what he ended up being.
Was not.
And so I would say Han Solo in Star Wars.
Going up against Urkel.
Classic.
Here you go.
Okay, scene, movie stealers, television. Urkel versus Han Solo.
Han Solo. He shot first, by the way.
I'm going Urkel in the spirit of the category.
I'm going Urk.
Okay, it's Captain Roger.
It's actually Frank Ladd today.
Oh, Frank Ladd, even better.
I don't think he's there.
Oh, boy. This is going to get bad.
Oh, no.
Now what are we going to do?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Can you grab Maria?
It's going to take a
See if Matt Pauly's here.
Let's just move on to the next one and tie break later.
Yeah, yeah.
Good one. Ian McShane versus Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, my God. Tough one.
I got to go Philip Seymour
Hoffman.
I'm going
to go Ian because he's probably going to lose, but I'm going to give him a vote.
I'll go Philip.
Philip moves on. I just wrote Phil.
Phil.
Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaids versus Gary Oldman from True Romance or any other movie.
Gary.
I got to go Melissa.
I'll go Melissa just because she so stole that movie.
Oh, man, did she ever.
Yeah, Melissa.
I'm just going to write Mel. Joe Pesci versus the smoking man from X-Files.
Joe!
Smokey.
Joe.
Funny how.
I'll go Joe.
The Fonz versus Lee Ermey. That's a tough one.
Yeah, we're going with R. Lee Ermey on that one.
I'm
going
to say A.
A.
Just to avoid another tie, I'm going to go to Fonz. But that's a really good one. It's probably the best one from television. Christopher Walken versus Bill Murray from Zombieland.
Christopher Walken. He dances, in case you guys didn't know.
Final vote against myself and say Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Okay, I would have gone Murray. Chris moves on.
Chris, Mel, Phil.
Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park versus Baby Yoda.
Grogu.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. Gorpy baby.
I'm going Jeff just to vote against Carl Middleman. Who was he when I walked in and he zipped up his hoodie?
He was the Mandalorian.
That's right.
He said, I'm the Mandalorian.
This is the way.
There was also a great time where he was telling me about how he had to, there were some like men coming to fix his water line or something, and they had to go into his basement, and he very angrily said, "They better not touch my baby Grogu's." His numerous baby Grogu's that he had in his basement. He's like, "They better not move them."
Anton Chigurh from No Country for Old Men versus Bob Barker from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, let's go Javier Bardem.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like you gotta.
Okay. Gonna need a tiebreaker. Why don't we take a break?
Well, I think Frank is back.
Oh, yeah, Frank?
I'm here.
Okay, Frank, scene stealers, is it Urkel versus Han Solo.
Wow, that's vintage versus sort of vintage. I'm going to go with Urkel.
Oh, yes.
Right, sir. All right, do you want to take a quick break?
Yeah.
Be right back, DGS.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
2:424 DGS on KMOX, Sweet 16 of Scene Stealers, Movie Stealers, TV Show Stealers. We have Urkel versus Philip Seymour Hoffman. The classic.
Phil.
How many times are we going to have this matchup?
I know.
Phil.
Phil.
It was your choice, Rach.
I know. I'll go Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Peer pressure. Just do what we're doing, right?
Urkel was an awfully good pick, I got to say.
Melissa McCarthy from Bridesmaid versus Joe Pesci from Pretty Much Anything.
Oh, man.
Melissa.
Gotta go Joe in this one.
Yeah, I do too. Joe Pesci.
Frank Ladd.
Ooh, I'm gonna go Joe Pesci.
Yeah. Redeemed yourself.
I'm mad, so I turned his spot off immediately. I'm like,
huh. Also, we get a little
minute.
We get a little spoiler of traffic whenever we turn it on. And
yeah, it's cool.
The Fonz versus Christopher Walken.
Walken.
Fonz going to
Frank.
Going to Frank again.
Oh, Christopher Walken.
All right.
What
I'm
if he'd have played the Fonz
of You to a Kill?
Dude, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Christopher Walken is the fuck. Could you imagine that?
Hey.
He does the dancing and everything. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jeff Goldblum from Jurassic Park versus Anton Chigurh.
Jeff Goldblum.
Javier Bardem.
You know, these guys are so good, you could flip those roles and they'd both pull them off.
Oh, you're probably right. You know?
I agree. I'm going to vote Jeff Goldblum because it was less of his movie than Javier Bardem.
Yeah, good point.
No Country was kind of Javier's movie.
Yeah, he's on the poster.
Where's the where are the votes?
If you go Javier, Jeff, it's a tie.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Frank.
Jeff Goldblum.
There
Very
you
nice.
Go. And Wheels, you want to do a little live endorsement for our friend Skip?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you guys know a while back I bought that sweet Camaro from them. And
all backed in the front.
Always, always backed into the parking place. I did not learn that from Skip and the gang at Weber. But I will say this. You know, I mean, I've bought a lot of cars over my life. I don't think I've ever been through a process. And by the way, keep in mind, this was after COVID, after all of the problems, and not now where things are normalizing and everything was smooth. It was exactly as it happened. Everything happened exactly when they said it was going to happen. We're going to put in the order now. You're going to get this update. The car will be here around this time. And it was actually like 2 weeks early. I think that there's never been a time where I've gone through that process where everything from picking the car to test driving to filling out the paperwork to getting delivery of it has ever been as predictable and smooth. Thanks to Keith Key. He was awesome. He walked me through everything. The financing was super easy. I've never had a better experience.
You never feel adversarial.
No, no. I mean, it was interesting because, yeah, they're selling you a car, but it felt like Keith was more like your personal assistant. Like he was walking me through. You want this? No, you don't want that. You don't need that. That's not going to give you what you're looking for. Like,
you know what it's
really
like?
Helped me.
I didn't realize until I was in Vegas that at most casinos, the blackjack dealer can tell you whether to hit or not.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Same exact vibe. Because obviously, you know, you're in there to buy a car and you're in there to do business with them. But they also want you to have that experience. And you know, Skip talks about it all the time, how much that matters, that people walk out feeling good about what they did, and I did.
Final four of Scene Stealers. We have Philip Seymour Hoffman versus Joe Pesci.
Phil Cy Hoffman.
Same.
Joe.
All right, it goes to Frank.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
All right.
Nice.
Christopher Walken versus Jeff Goldblum. Two
wow.
kind of similar.
Same idea.
Awkwardly speaking guys.
I got to go Jeff Goldblum.
I'm going to go with Walken.
Good Jeff.
Yeah, I'm going Jeff.
Jeff wins.
Okay, Jeff moves on.
So there you go. There's your final. Is it Philip Seymour Hoffman or Jeff Goldblum? Who is the better scene stealer?
Oh, overall, I think it's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Agreed.
I'm going to give it to Jeff.
I mean, he's good in every... I don't know.
I'm going,
actors.
I'm going Phil as well.
I'm Jeffing.
Phil.
All right. There you go. Do we remember what the super conductor is?
Yes. It is. Hang on.
Rock Brigade is playing us out.
Hold on.
We're holding.
I can't find the thread where we have Skip on it.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Excellent.
Later.
Excellent.
Next week.
Well done.